This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Which I don't know that I've seen either of those. Let's see here. The runner-ups. Here are they're nearing the top of this one. They're none of these
right,
are the top.
On. These Oop. Are people are suggesting, and I don't know if these dogs will make this list. People are saying Triumph. The insult dog.
Okay.
That might be the great. PD from Little Rascals.
All righty.
Hooch from Turner and Hooch.
Oh,
and this one, Spuds McKenzie, man.
Man, when I was a kid, Spuds was the man.
He was, yeah, absolutely.
Turner and Hooch. I saw that movie. Good.
Here are the runner-ups. Charlie the Labradoodle from A Star is Born. I feel like that one's maybe a little bit too high on the list just because of how recent it is. So then again,
I don't even remember
pop culture.
I sat to that goddamn movie. I don't even remember the dogs. I don't want to leave.
Terrible.
It's not terrible. It's if you're a chick, you're going to like it more than if you're a dude. I think that's the best way to put it.
These are the best pop culture dogs. Chance the American Bulldog from Homeward Bound, voiced by Michael J. Fox. Great flick. He was a bad dog. He was the one that got them all into trouble.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
It was a great movie, either. Guys. Come on now. Frank the Pug from Men in Black.
All right. Okay, yeah.
That's a fair shout.
All right. This is the actual runner-up right here. This is second place, John Wick's puppy.
Oh, yeah.
I never actually saw the first one, but I know that it basically lit the entire fire.
Oh, I see. Wick jokes.
Boom.
Kill a man's puppy, and John Wick will kill at least 100 people.
Is that why he's pissed? Somebody killed his puppy?
Yes.
I've never seen it either. Yeah.
I've known that about the movie, that it's basically they killed his dog, and so he just goes on this killing spree.
Yeah, I mean...
Well, now I want to watch it.
Dude, I'm telling you, it's true. Like, you kind of like the... Look, he's a tough guy. He's John Wick. You know enough about him. But he's got a puppy, so there's a soft side. They killed the puppy, and this was a mistake.
This is Keanu Reeves, and he knows how to handle a gun. And this is the best pop culture dog. Are you ready for this?
All right.
It's not a small dog. It's not a medium dog. It is a big old St. Bernard Beethoven.
Oh. Okay.
From the Beethoven movies.
A
little fun fact there for you. One of my good friends here in Seattle grew up in that house.
No kidding.
Yep.
That's nuts.
Where is it?
It's down in California. Outside of L.A. somewhere. That's where he's from. I mean, I don't know the area well enough to tell you exactly where it is. But the house is still there. People still drive by and look at it.
Cool.
I mean, obviously, it's still number one. A lot of dog stuff hasn't happened. If we got to go back to 1986, mm-hmm. It's one of the most popular dog.
That's when that movie came out?
It came out, forever ago, didn't it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they came out a long way. I think they predate me. Moving on, some good news stories. A man in Santiago, Chile, has been driving around at night dressed as Batman and making sure homeless people have enough to eat.
They're probably terrified when he first runs up. Like, oh, my God! What did you give me? This is not the regular meth.
It's a good news story, guys. Come on. A dad in New York created his own summer camp in the Catskills for his daughter and 10 friends. He rented out a cabin on a lake for 1 month, and they all had to quarantine to get tested. Their parents are dropping $2,000 each on it.
They would have dropped 10 if they had to.
No, no. Oh, wait, you're going to take my kid for
how
a
long?
Month?
2 weeks?
Guys, these are good news stories. Come
yes,
on.
They are.
No, they are good news.
It's the price of freedom.
I'd have given anything for that. Like, we're going to take my kids for a month.
They won't be here.
An elementary school in Florida installed clear plastic barriers around the desks, and teachers knew that it might freak kids out, so they used construction paper to make the front of each desk look like a Jeep. They even have license plates with their names.
It's amazing the little things you need to do for kids.
Right.
Right? I mean, just like, oh, Jesus Christ, to make it look like a freaking Jeep, and little Johnny will be fine.
You know when it starts? When you got an airplane, the food in.
Mm.
Here comes the airplane. Open up the hangar. From then, you got to trick them into everything.
It that does look kind of cool, though. Have you seen the picture of the Jeep?
I haven't.
You forget, you just know standard what a Jeep Wrangler looks like. So, yeah, she just made them out of paper on everyone. I was like, well, I like to sit at that Jeep
You
desk.
Know what? I'm going to do that to all of our dust here.
I stared at a wall.
There's a new dating app in development that requires specific qualifications.
What are those?
Tell you all about it 1 hour from now.
Thank you, Buck. Hawk headlines are on the way 1 hour from now. In the meantime, let's get a contestant online for profile. This will take caller 9 at 206-421-ROCK.
Sorry, someone goes, hey, they also killed John Wick's wife.
That's a small part.
That feels like a bigger part of the plot. Okay.
The Weeknd is here, Mike, and we made it to drinking time.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized.
Oh, does he
and
die
the
too?
Men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve at Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed, and today we toast Kellogg's. You might remember that a few shows ago, we toasted Kellogg's, their subsidiary, the fine folks at Eggo. You might remember Eggo's release of their new s'mores-inspired waffle that they unfortunately named Schmegos. Well, Kellogg's has outdone themselves, and once again, they prove that no one that works at Kellogg's is under the age of 78 years old. They have now released a new line of frozen waffles. So, in addition to the Schmegos that are already out there, but we know those as Eggos, but Eggos is owned by Kellogg's. Now, Kellogg's has three new flavors of waffles, and these are just called Kellogg's frozen waffles. So, they are not Eggos. In this case, they offer birthday cake waffles, which apparently tastes like birthday cake. It's right there in the name. They have unicorn pink waffles. I have no idea what it's supposed to taste
like. Tastes like unicorn.
I assume it tastes like unicorn. But the flavor that has earned them the toast today, and I'm not making this up, Kellogg's has released mermaid blue waffles. That's right. Blue waffles. Now, in case you're unfamiliar with the term blue waffle, I'm going to prevent you from Googling images of this because no one's ever been happy to stumble on this. I'm going to put this delicately. A blue waffle would describe lady parts that have seen better days. Maybe that's the best way of phrasing it, but
in a disease kind of way, right?
And yeah, specifically from STDs. You don't want to see what it looks like, but this is a very common term to describe this particular condition. But if you so choose, along with your Schmegos, get some mermaid blue waffles. Kellogg's, they just keep the hits coming. So let's drink. We pour this booze, and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies. Down the hola, bitchola!
The Men's Room presents Profile This.
And Stephen Throhill, can you please tell everyone how Profile This is played?
I sure can, Miles, but first we have an update. Very important to note, they did not kill John Wick's wife. Cancer killed John Wick's wife. They did, in fact, kill his dog, and someone added, and stole his car.
Not a good
joke. So again,
it's all about a puppy.
So again, right, cancer took his wife. They killed his dog, and that's what set him off to, like I said, a real bad decision. Real, real bad.
I'm going to watch it this weekend.
Dude, you should. You'd enjoy it. It's mindless, and people die. All right, Miles, it's a simple game to play. I'll share with you a real-life news story, something that happened right here on planet Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes a story a story. Hello, David. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola.
Hola.
All right, David, do you understand how this here game is played?
Yes, sir.
Fantastic. As always, you get one of three options here. The wonderful world of drugs. Bite me. In other words, what did someone find in their food? And finally, interior decorating, where you guess the foreign object that ended up inside of someone.
Ooh, let's go with interior decorating.
Oh, yeah.
Interior decorating it shall be. Although the way you said it makes me a little uncomfortable. Yeah. All right. All right. Okay. Here is your story. We go to the fine country of China, where a 30-year-old man has had an object removed from his rectum after he had allegedly sat on it by accident. Footage shows medics removing the thing from the patient's body at a hospital, and doctors made the discovery during an X-ray scan after the 30-year-old man had gone to the hospital again for severe abdominal pain. The patient, who remains anonymous, he claimed that the object slipped into his rectum after he accidentally sat on it. I'm sure that's the case. Now, the man eventually came to the hospital after failing to remove it from his backside himself.
China man
The medics had to surgically open the man's belly to remove it from his rectum because it was apparently quite big. Now, a nurse can be heard saying in the video, quote, "It stinks so much." It remains unclear if the patient is fully recovered. The question is, what did they have to remove from his backside? Was it the remote control, a summer sausage, a rubber snake, or a fish? So you have a remote control, a summer sausage, a rubber snake, or a fish?
See, I'm going to go with the fish, because that story sounds kind of fishy.
Hell.
Oh, boy.
Summer sausage, huh?
Summer sausage, yeah.
How long did you say it was up there for? Some time or just...
I don't believe it was up there a great amount of time, but he couldn't get it out himself, started suffering pain, and went to the hospital. Mm.
And he sat on this object.
By accident.
Okay. I disagree with you, David. I think it's, if you are truly going to sit on something, I don't know anyone who has summer sausages on their couch or a chair that would be able to be lodged in there.
But you're also taking this guy's word that he accidentally sat on something.
Yeah.
I am not.
And a rubber snake, you know, there's a reason you can't jelly it in. So, I think it's a remote. I think that makes the most sense based on the story or the lie that he was telling.
TV.
So, I'm thinking a remote control. Ted, what's your thoughts?
I mean, Thrill's correct. Nobody ever goes to a doctor and goes, "Oh, I actually put that up there on purpose."
Right.
It's always, you know, a million to one shot, Doc, right?
Mm-hmm.
The remote, but man, was he at home when he, do they say where he came from?
Apparently he was at home as far as I know, yeah.
Yep. I have a hard time seeing a dude sitting at home. There's a lot of other things you could use besides the remote. You're going to need the remote again.
Oh, I feel what you're saying.
You know what I mean? So just like, why use that? Rubber snake seems, you're right, too flimsy and tough. I have nothing to base it on other than comedy, but I kind of like the idea that he pulled out a summer sausage and just went to town.
Summer sausage.
Summer sausage in an actual natural casing.
Okay. David, are you going to stick with your original thought there? Are you going to keep it to be a fish?
Yeah, let's go with that.
Okay.
Did you say what kind of fish? Or just a fish?
Just a fish.
But it was a large object.
Yeah, they said it's a large object.
So it's not a small fish.
Right, but if it's goldfish, that seems more reasonable than like a bass.
Yes, it does.
You are correct. Okay, David, we're going to find out if what he had inside him was a remote, a summer sausage, a rubber snake, or a fish next.
That was a tease.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Back to the conversation. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Profile this takes us to China. 30-year-old man had an object removed from his posterior after, well, sitting on it. It was a big object. It was removed. And according to a nurse, it smelled pretty bad. Question is, was it a remote control summer sausage, rubber snake, or a fish?
And David, that's the question that we posed to you. The Ted Smith, you said a summer sausage.
Summer sausage.
Natural casing. No, it was not in its natural casing.
That would have been funny, though.
I know. Miles, you said the TV remote.
Seemed logical.
And then David, after you looked it up, you said fish. A And guess what? You are correct. Research pays off when you Google it. Now, that said, a lot of people said it was not a fish, it was an eel. Oh, no, this was a fish. You're thinking of the other story that came out of China with the guy that put an eel in his butt, which I do have here. So a lot of people were like, no, man, it was an eel, not a fish. In that case, it was a man in his 50s went to the hospital after having abdominal pain, and they were shocked to find a 16-inch eel in his body. This is a different story. This man, it was actually a fish, but good memory on the eel and the rectum story.
Mm-hmm.
Although I guess it's kind of hard to forget once you hear it.
The things you learn. Now for all TV news all the time, it's time for TV Time with Tim.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box,
I'm again.
The Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
All right. Your choice is today. Trevor Noah.
Trevor Noah.
Seth Meyers.
Okay, Seth.
Jimmy Fallon. Ted Smith.
Is it Ted or is it Late Night?
It's right there in the title. All these guys have teams of professional writers that come up with their monologues each and every night. It's up to you to determine, is this an actual late night joke and from whom? Or could it be a The Ted Smith original?
Steve Bannon, the former Trump strategist, returned to his War Room podcast Friday, one day after his arrest on allegations he stole money from donors for an online campaign. Everyone knows I love a fight, he said, quote, good. I like it when they put up a fight, said Bubba, his future cellmate.
Me, Ted Smith.
Yeah. That's me. I couldn't think of the right name. Bubba?
No, Bubba worse.
Yeah.
I've never met a tiny Bubba.
No.
Ever.
Mm-hmm. Just a warning to anyone who thought that it would be okay to vacation in Chernobyl like Bannon did.
Here's some good news out of Colorado. You can buy weed out of a vending machine. And you think you freak out when your Kit Kat gets stuck in the vending machine. Come on, man. I need that purple twilight.
Jimmy Fallon.
Trevor Noah.
It's Jimmy Fallon.
Well, guys, here's some good news out in Colorado. You can now buy weed out of a vending machine. And you think you freak out when your Kit Kat gets stuck in the machine. Oh, come on, man. I need that purple twilight.
We don't talk like that, Jimmy. Purple Twilight, though?
Yeah.
That's a fun name.
I'd be pissed.
A woman in Minnesota was awarded the Guinness Book of World Record for fastest backwards speller. She spelled 56 words backwards in 1 minute. Unfortunately, she later was disqualified when she tested positive for a performance-enhancing drug. It was LSD.
Me, Ted Smith.
Yeah, I'll say Ted.
Yeah. I was like, who spells backwards?
On purpose.
Right. A Taco Bell employee in Tennessee recently saved a man's life after he passed out in the car in the drive-thru. No, what really saved his life was passing out before he got his food.
Seth Meyers.
Yeah, let you know.
A Taco Bell employee in Tennessee recently saved a man's life after he passed out in his car in the drive-thru line. Though really, what saved his life was passing out before he got his food.
I wouldn't write that joke because I wouldn't slander the bell.
I don't either. That's where I went for lunch.
I saw that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Man, we're getting a lot of info about John Wick.
Yeah, okay, so here it is. As everyone has spelled this out for us, yes, John Wick lost his mind because they killed his puppy. Yes, his wife died of cancer. His wife knew she was dying of cancer and got John the puppy as a final gift from her so that he would not be alone. But that brings us back to the point where they then killed his puppy and he slaughtered everyone.
Yes.
Don't mess with John Wick's puppy. I mean, it doesn't matter what bit of information we get, there's more info on the way.
It was a roller coaster of emotion.
Really was.
It was fun, though. Tosh.0 got canceled. Now, it's funny, we were talking about it in the office, and then I see the internet. Some people, like, Tosh somehow is very hot and cold with people. I've watched the show a few times over the years. I mean, I used to watch it religiously, but I kind of forgot it was on.
Sure.
And then, right, the 12th season premiere is September 15th. I mean, I still like him, but there's a lot of people that dislike Daniel Tosh.
They really, really don't. He's just polarizing for whatever reason.
It was easy to kind of just not watch that show anymore, though. It just got to the point where I was like, I've seen it.
It's, right.
Well, also, too, like, we were talking about, like, ridiculousness and stuff. I think also, like, what was the first one? Talk Soup? With,
McHale?
Yeah. That was one of the first ones. And one of the guys, John Henson, I think, before that. So that was, like, one that used clips. But, I mean, sorry, Miles.
I'm sorry, you can spit on me. These are save times. Pass the stuff! He's drinking hand sanitizer. Yeah.
But yeah, Tosh, I feel like there's other versions of his show now, which kind of dulls watching him.
But he was also very, and look, he's fine, but he was very one-dimensional, I think, is the thing.
And another part, these videos come out so quickly, and they burn so fast. Most people have seen, like, if you, like, follow Rex Chapman on Twitter or whatever, like, you've seen these clips. So it's not really a surprise when he shows them to you after that show airs 3 months later or whatever it is, since it's been taped. You know what I mean? Right. It's kind of like, it's just old news.
Yeah.
Give it the times, man.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, you're right. It's tough to do. And everything's so fast now. I mean, hell, it's hard to even get a meme or, like, you know, that everybody hasn't already seen. So it's like, man, I'm out in these streets with these fresh memes.
Right. Tosh has got Kermit the Frog sipping tea.
Damn. Ruthless.
Zach, I like it, Zach.
I like it. So Jack Ass bet $5,000 that the Cincinnati Bengals will make the playoffs as the number one seed in the AFC.
As a number one seed.
If they do, he wins $1.2 million.
So basically, he's lost $5,000.
Yeah.
No, he's lost it. The number one seed.
The odds already say that that was a dumb idea.
The odds of them making the playoffs this coming season, I think, are very low. They will be a better team. I believe they'll be improved. They're not going to be the number one seed. Yeah. I don't understand what this dude was saying. Has this guy ever watched NFL football before?
I mean,
I'm getting the feeling this guy is like from Mozambique. They said, here's a sport. He's like, yeah, I've heard of Tigers. Oh, Bengal. Yeah, they're going to go in number one. I cannot believe anyone who watches football would spend $5,000 with the belief that the Cincinnati Bengals, if you said they're going to make the playoffs, I would just laugh. Saying that they're going to go in the number one seed, like, I don't have to go to the hospital. I can't stop laughing. The hell's wrong with you?
I know. That's one of those ones you got to look at your buddy and just say, hey, listen, man, cheer with your heart, bet with your mind.
Mm-hmm. Even the Bengals would tell you, yeah, we're not going to make the playoffs as a number one seed.
Yeah.
And I'm on the team.
Yeah, Joe Burrow was like, that's a terrible call.
They could get $1 million bonus for every player and still not be able to pull it off.
You think Joe Burrow actually called him and said, bro, listen, I don't know what you're doing with your money.
It's my first year.
I mean, I know a little too much about the Bengals, but they don't have an offensive line. They have zero, and they lost two guys this week.
Right.
So they are absolutely.
And it's a crappy organization.
Right.
They've been organization garbage for years.
Bad. Right.
Sorry, Justin.
He's the only Bengals fan I know.
No, me neither.
Dave Grohl has a cameo in Bill and Ted Face the Music. Do you know who he'll be playing?
Himself.
Damn right he will.
Okay.
Dave Grohl.
What a stretch.
Yeah. You know, that is funny. Dave Grohl makes so much music and all that kind of stuff. But you don't see him acting. You see a lot of these other artists. They're like, oh, I'm an actor now.
Yeah, but the thing about Dave Grohl is he's just about music.
Yeah, like he produced that whole Sonic Highways thing.
Right.
But that was just like a documentary kind of on different cities.
About music.
Thing. Yeah. Yeah.
Right. He's got one thing on his mind.
Production of season 4 of The Masked Singer started yesterday.
Oh,
virtual
Lord.
Audience. Let's be honest. There's one show made for the times. It's The Masked Singer.
Yeah.
That's safe.
True. But you know what? That's not the worst show out there. It's actually a pretty decent concept, right?
The concept is, it's just not for me, but I mean, my kids absolutely love that show. And it does really well, so I mean, people love it, but I'm just, you know.
Yeah, it's also just, the one thing I will say with Masked Singer is kind of cool is like, well, number one, you got to be able to sing a little bit.
A little bit.
But they're in there with crazy costumes and stuff, and then, you know, like you always, like it just brings different people that the national audience generally wouldn't know.
Not at all. And you end up liking these people that you thought you hated because of little things they say when they're kind of interviewed after singing or whatever, you know.
Yeah.
And they pull off the mask, you know, like, I thought I hated you. You know, I mean, honestly.
All right. So, obviously, Donald Trump was on Apprentice and stuff before he ever became president.
Sure.
So there was a poll out there, 2,500 people that were just like, hey, what celebrity would you want to be your president?
Okay.
Now, this is, you know, not super serious.
It can't be.
Right.
Who would you pick?
That's a tough call. I mean, a lot of people are saying The Rock.
It doesn't matter who you make the president. It could be a group of people that hate him, a group of people that love them. I would just pick Tom Hanks. I feel like he'd be middle of the road enough or soothing with the speech. Even if he's full of crap like most politicians, you just wouldn't mind listening to him.
Tom Hanks was third on the list.
Okay.
Him and Samuel L. Jackson.
Look, I like Sam, but I'm not sure that he should be the president.
I really think it would be The Rock. I think everyone likes The Rock. You know what I mean? The Rock tells you to do something, you do it.
Okay, man.
It doesn't matter what side of the world you're from. You know what I mean? Like, all right, man. Okay, I believe you.
Yeah, and even when you screw up, The Rock's one of those guys that just gets you pumped back up.
Put your arm around you. Yeah. Take your side and say, hey, don't do that again.
Yeah.
Or I hit you with a folding chair. You never know.
Did you read that article the other day that, who was it, like Triple H and somebody else used to give The Rock a hard time when he was a wrestler? And I was just like, oh, good call.
Yeah, right. That worked out well for you, Shane Michaels.
So the bottom of the list was Affleck, Robert De Niro, Will Smith, Robert Redford, and George Clooney. They all got 64%.
How about Oprah?
Oprah did not make the list. Peyton Manning. He made the list.
Peyton Manning?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I could see it.
Maybe. I don't know.
Sylvester Stallone was on the list.
I get the standing union address.
I pledge allegiance.
Republic.
We're going to move on.
Republic.
For
which it stands.
For which it stands.
Now they put Leonardo DiCaprio on here. I don't want him to be the president.
I don't either.
Yeah. You think Clinton had interns.
Actually, I don't know. He'd be like, you don't get a stimulus check, but everyone gets a hot model.
Your 18-year-old girlfriend can't be known as a lady. She's not exactly a lady.
He'd be on, like, eighth lady.
She has sex.
Start with first lady, second lady, third lady.
She has sex with billionaires on yachts.
Yeah. Oh, he's having a meeting at the UN. Like, no, he's just got a bunch of women from different countries at the White House.
Yeah. Even the woman he was with let him drown.
Let's see. Some other ones on there. Betty White.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm serving two years of my four-year term.
Bruce Willis, Harrison Ford, Matt Damon.
Really?
I mean, I take Damon every day of the week over Affleck. And I like Affleck. I just don't want him to be president.
Did Ted Nugent make the list or James Woods?
They did not. Oh, so the final two, second place was Denzel. First place, Morgan Freeman. He got 81% of the vote. This is if the celebrity was to be president.
I would say you'd listen to every speech because he just has that cool voice.
Right. And you'd be really into it. And I like Denzel Washington a lot. Probably one of my favorite actors. But I feel like it'd be way too intense. He's in a lot of action movies.
It would be intense, and he would refer to everyone as my man. My man. You got another question. My man.
You're right. And Samuel L. Jackson, man. I mean, it would be awesome to
ask me another question, mother...
Right? He would be dropping F-bombs and stuff.
You have a Kangol that says, make America great
right,
again.
Right.
Did you call me Sam? The Tiger King Zing.
Tiger King Zoo.
Almost there. Tiger King Zoo, permanently closing. Basically, the guy Jeff that runs it now, he's like...
Your favorite character.
Oh, God. Never trust him. Again, just a fair warning to everybody out there. Never trust a bald man that's wearing bandanas with hats over top of it all the time. If he's at a show, I don't know. It's one thing, but that's a weird look. All those leather jackets.
Just accept the fact that you've lost your hair.
And bedazzled jeans.
Yeah. And then remember when they had the follow-up thing with Joe McHale? I have a tough time talking right now. He was like, well, I got all these leather jackets because I deal with tigers.
Because a tiger can't bite through a leather jacket.
Like, shut up, man. Yeah. Like, you know damn well this is a look you've established. Like, you got a hot wife, so you're sticking with it. And I get it. Mm-hmm. Do your thing.
Like, tiger's like, oh, no, he's wearing leather.
But this is the affliction guy who's holding on. He's holding on. You know, he is.
I wonder if he gets on a boat like that.
I'm sure. A leather jacket, bedazzled jeans.
No, he gets on a jet ski.
Dressed exactly the same.
Yeah, I mean, come on, man. This is Danny McBride.
Don't look at me without my leather jacket on.
Right, so he was saying, like, listen, like, the show was great, changed our lives. He said it brought us more attention than a human deserves. But it also... It also brought the tax man looking at you, Fish and Wildlife, all those different departments, United States Department of Agriculture. Basically, they
looked at him and said, he's up to no good.
Yeah, right. I mean, if you saw that guy at a bar and he buys you a shot, you'd be like,
all right.
Okay.
Exotic animal people just in general are weird, even if they're on the level. They're just different.
Yeah, right. Well, that was how the Tiger King started, right? In the very beginning of it, they're like, look, exotic animal people are strange, but big cat people are the worst. I mean, listen, I'm not sure how I feel about regular cat people.
Little cat people are the close.
Oh, couldn't cut it with a tiger? So you got that little punk at sitting at home? Sorry, Mike, you have cats.
He couldn't handle tigers.
Well, you get a real tiger, dude. What are you doing to us? Let's see. ABC's The Conners, what used to be Roseanne. That'll be the first broadcast TV sitcom to resume production.
So we finally get news of somebody going back in and working.
Yeah. And I've been saying this for a while now. It's kind of strange. There hasn't been a lot of news of people actually getting back to TV sets and everything. But you would think a TV set, granted, I don't know. It's so hard these days. If everybody does their part by the actors, like, that seems like there's a ton of people up on you.
Yeah, you would think the way that they tape most of these shows.
If it's on set, it's different than panning back and forth between two people talking.
That's exactly it.
We could do this show and we not be in the same room, but look at me and I've got a camera on me and then I do my parts. Then they film you in a different room. That would work. You know what I mean? But
yeah, it'd be interesting too with movies because you can shoot outside and stuff. Either way, the fall will be a very interesting time. But I think some of these shows, they'll get back into production. And then some of them, frankly, just have shows they've already done that are just kind of sitting around.
Mm-hmm. Another thing is the networks need to make their money.
Yeah.
So, I mean, sure, they'll find a way to get it done.
Well, in the money thing, I mean, that's a big reason why I think when you look at college football, that's the three conferences that are moving forward, that's still a massive deal. They have these massive TV contracts.
It's all about money. You know, they've been lying. And look, nobody's so stupid we didn't know it's about the money. But, you know, they've been lying their ass off about it for God knows how long. At least with COVID, they're like, look, it is about the money, and that's exactly why we want to do it.
Yeah.
We don't care about the students. We never have, but we absolutely want to make this money.
It's like every university. They can keep kids at home and do learning online. They're choosing to do this. They can get their dorm money, their food, their money, all that crap.
Yeah, it is kind of crazy. I saw some people posted pictures of their meals back in college now. So, let's see. This one's kind of cool. Simon Cowell, still recovering from his back surgery. Kenan Thompson will take over for him on America's Got Talent.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I like anything Kenan does.
Yeah. He's a lot more serious. I mean, obviously, he has to be more serious in real life than the characters.
What was the Safari guy? Didn't he do a Safari guy or something like that?
No, that was not Kenan Thompson. Damn,
yeah,
Miles.
Mm-mm.
Was that Tracy Morgan? For a long time.
Oh, wow. They look alike. I'm pretty sure he did, though, dude.
No, it was Tracy Morgan, okay. Brian Fellows.
Yeah, it was Brian Fellows, you're right.
We know.
I know. Sorry.
No, you're right. Stay confident about it.
Yeah, exactly.
It was me, Miles.
You got this.
1 year.
I was on SNL.
No, they're short.
1 year at Disney World, my dad had a safari hat. So me, everybody in our family called him Brian Fellows for the entire week we were down there. It's like, I guess we'll go to Animal Kingdom again, Brian Fellows. Mm-hmm. Let's see. If you're doing anything this weekend and you want something to watch, my firm best recommendation for you is John Wick.
John Wick.
When they kill his dog, bad things happen.
They kill his dog, steal his car.
We appreciate it. You are listening to The Men's Room.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. Jerry Farm apologizes to the Hindu community after offering yoga with cows class. A new dating site for Tesla owners looking to get a load of that COVID-19 ads. Kids who started fire in Pennsylvania high-rise cooking chicken nuggets were probably using an air fryer. Meth user who tried to sell kid a gas station couldn't have been any higher. And Hasbro Toys recalls the Super Soaker XP20. It is time for your headline.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's Mike Hawk.
All right, a top story. There's a new dating app in development that nobody in this room is currently invited to. The app will work similarly to Tinder or Bumble, and it's called the Tesla Dating App. You guessed it. It's a dating app strictly for Tesla owners and fanatics of the company and their CEO.
But it's... Oh, God. Mm-hmm. So this is...
I love Elon Musk. Let's date.
Exactly.
There's a lot of cars out there on the road now.
A lot of those.
I just don't know how I feel about this.
Is this Elon Musk who came up with this idea? I'm guessing.
You know what? I wouldn't be shocked, but you'd think that'd be one of the first things that it would read in the story, and it wasn't.
Well, I just feel like if you say, look, we love Tesla, it's like, I get it. People like what they like, but it's like, and their love of Elon Musk. To me, that just says Elon Musk has something to do with it.
Are people that big of a fanatic about the guy, though?
We will find out.
Yeah.
Or dating services. I mean, that's how Zuckerberg got started. But that was kind of more of a creeper thing.
Right.
Good luck telling you.
Elon Musk worries me.
Why?
He's hot and cold with me.
Yeah, I don't know.
When he does good things are good. When he doesn't, he's stupid.
I'm worried he's building a giant clock.
Mm-hmm. A giant clock?
Somebody will get it.
Okay.
I got it.
Now I'm worried, Ted.
You should be.
In other news, over in Pennsylvania, a parent ran into the corner store for a quick grocery grab and returned to find the most terrifying sight for a parent. Firefighters working to put out your apartment that is the building which is up in flames.
Ooh.
Lucky for the parent, the kids were able to escape unharmed, but several people needed to be rescued from their homes. After things settled, it was discovered that the fire was started by the kids who attempted to deep fry chicken nuggets and fries while they were home alone.
Mm-hmm. Man, I hate to say it. Miles, I'm sorry. Should have got an air fryer.
That wouldn't have happened in an air fryer.
No, it wouldn't have. I know.
That's right. It's completely safe.
I know.
Other than maybe a little short in the plug, if it's not all the way plugged in, but...
Ah, yes, there's that.
Sorry, Mike, I had a Foreman grill catch on fire once in the house.
Did you really? Was it because all the grease was dripping down?
I don't know.
Electrical
problem, right?
Yeah. No, mine totally fried.
Yeah.
It was weird, too, man. I mean, like, it like one spark and then a flame came up.
Jeez.
Like there was kindling in there.
All right. Very now, flammable, that George
probably,
Foreman grill.
Mine probably wasn't the cleanest.
That's all right, though. I wouldn't imagine that it was that flammable, though.
George Foreman. You ever light your house on fire cooking on my grill? Mm-hmm. But guess what? There was no grease because of the grease trap.
And technically, it really was just one big panini press.
Mm-hmm. Yes. It worked. A dairy farm in the UK issued an apology for their latest service. The farm offered people their event of yoga with cows, which invited people to come out to the farm and practice yoga out in the middle of nature with sweet natural sounds to help them relax into the art.
And the relaxing smells that accompany cows.
Man, you go into the right areas. That's a good smell. It didn't take long before the leader of a Hindu...
You mean like a steak restaurant?
No, man. I'm saying when I go home, when I go and visit my dad, drive an Eden cloth... It's a good smell.
Is it nostalgia because you were home, or is it a good smell?
It's a good smell. It's a little bit of nostalgia. It's a little bit of grit, a little bit of tough. It's a good smell.
And a whole lot of cow.
Mm-hmm. Whole lot
I don't
of cow.
Know, man. It smells like crap.
Yes, it does. It smells like pie, Ted. Yes, it does. Cow pies, Ted.
Not horse.
Damn it, Miles.
Oh, chips.
Didn't take long for the leader of a Hindu advocacy group here in the States to reach out and request that the farm cease the event. Citing that the event trivializes two practices of Hinduism, they asked that they stopped holding the event before it becomes something trendy. So not only do they practice yoga and they kind of started yoga, cow's also kind of sacred.
Yeah.
So bringing the two together, making...
I see.
Almost a mockery of it is kind of what they're having an issue with. They don't want it to be trendy. Let's go do yoga with the cows.
They already do it with goats.
And then they were serving yogurt there too. So that probably didn't help.
Going all in.
And yogurt. What a smell.
That's the Hindu tradition.
Hasbro has recalled nearly 53,000 of its new model of Super Soaker. The recall comes after it was determined that the decorative sticker on the side of the weapon contains an unhealthy amount of lead. And given this news, the company pulled the toy off the shelves.
Why do you need lead in stickers?
Right? It's a sticker.
Yeah, I was like, Jesus Christ.
Why is there lead in it? Isn't lead a metal?
Yes. I mean, I'm sure it has a slightly metallic look to it and all that, but there's, you know... Aluminum, as in like foil, you know, it's your typical reflective sticker there, but...
Lead paint?
Which they don't use anymore.
Right? I mean, I'm trying, yeah. Good work.
It's the sticky stuff. That's what lead was.
The sticky stuff.
Sticky. Sticky stuff. Sticky.
Microsoft Flight Simulator is generating a little bit of buzz because of an interesting glitch. The simulator pulls information from Bing Maps, which means that any irregularities that appear on the Bing affect what is shown in the simulator. Due to a typo about a building in Melbourne, Australia, a building that is only two stories tall was mistaken to read that it has 212 stories.
That is very tall.
Now people enjoying the flight simulator make their way to Melbourne to hail the spire, as they say, and fly past this monolith. So basically, it takes that information and it kind of not only builds a visual map, but also the what's the term for
topographical map.
Mm-hmm. Right? Mm. And so it reads that this building has 212 floors on it. So you're driving, there's just this long ass tower,
massive.
It's like an apartment building, but it's just all the way up there in the sky. And so yeah, people just fly there and they'll fly around it. And
have you seen the guys that are pranking people by doing the flight simulator and then crashing the plane into their friends' homes and then sending them a screenshot of that?
Oh, no kidding.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
I have not seen that. That's pretty good, actually.
Has anybody played with it?
I have not.
Nah.
But I'd like to.
Yeah. Colin Harris did.
I'd crash. Netflix is under pressure to pull one of their new original movies over concerns that it sexualizes young girls. The movie is called Cuties and is about a, quote, rebellious 11-year-old girl that joins a free-spirited dance crew at a school. Harmless enough. But the movie's original poster is what started concerns, as it shows the young girls all dressed in two-piece outfits striking provocative dance poses. Netflix admitted that the photo was not something that should have been okayed for release and has since changed both the picture and description, but still plans to release the movie next month.
Yeah, I was like, oh, stop overreacting. The mic pulled up the picture, and it's like, God in heaven.
Exactly.
You're not like, wow.
You know, I understand that people can be a little bit oversensitive at times, and you know what? This is probably a misunderstanding.
Yeah.
Right. These are 11-year-old girls that shouldn't be striking that kind of a pose.
Right, we're not even close the word, right? It was the pose. It's like, Jesus, come on, man.
And the argument that we were making is that Hollywood has been sexualizing young girls for the longest time. Yeah. Look at the Disney Channel. Look at every Nickelodeon special that's been on there. There's some amount to it there, but...
Well, they never hire ugly people.
Fair.
That's part of it.
Fair. We have an update on the bear in Mexico. A video was taken of the bear,
which went...
Thank you, Miles. Didn't get there yet, but all right.
Oh.
The bear approached a group of tourists out in the woods and stood up to sniff. Yeah, basically, they said, hey, this bear's too comfortable, yeah. So we're going to move him over here and castrate him.
Yeah.
What is with the cat? Wait, I just sniffed her hair. Guys, can you talk about it? I didn't attack her, nothing.
That is it for your headlines with that. Mike Hawk is out.
Thank you, Mike. We appreciate it. Bitches, enjoy the weekend. The lovely Taryn Daly is up next.
Yes, indeed. It is all true. But in the meantime, well, we be all about this bitch. But until next time, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The men's room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.